Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snart Dude and Daffodil.
What, Ramon? Oh, you turned on the mic. What? Come on, I'm relaxing here.
You know, that 50 cent ticket I bought from that kid to get a weekend at this hotel.
Yeah.
It's worth every penny.
Oh, we just really lucked out. Oh, by the way, hello, my name is Snart Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, but we're not in our van.
No, we're in a... What is this? It's a big pool full of water, I know.
Yeah, we're not in the pool.
No, we
this
don't like...
This is the hot tub.
Yeah, we like the hot tub here. And actually, one of the hotel clerks, Ramon, actually is pushing the buttons this week.
Because we can't be in the water and push buttons. That's kind of like an electrocution
no,
problem.
No, don't try that at home. So we have to have him push the buttons. And he helped us adjust our microphones. So we're
They're
really...
hanging over top of the hot tub. And we kind of have to lean up to talk into them.
Yeah, it's just kind of a little tricky. But you know what? The rest of me is full of water. Warm water. And I really
vibrating
like it.
Water.
Yeah, the hot tub's a little noisy, but we'll work through it, you know. It's no big deal. But anyway, on the show this week, we have none other, a profile on Frankie Yankovic. And who's
the
Frankie?
The polka guy.
Yeah, the polka guy. You're going to dig up some stuff off Wikipedia, aren't you?
I can't.
What?
Because I can't touch the computer while I'm in the hot tub.
Well, just get a towel, okay? What's the problem here? Ramon, can you get her a towel so she can touch the computer, please? Oh.
You just want me to electrocute myself.
No, I just want you to find some Wikipedia stuff. Just please humor me, okay?
Maybe I'll get the girl at the front desk to print it on a piece of paper.
Okay, well, fine. Ramon, get something. Do something. Okay, yeah, okay. He's saying he's nodding to me. He's going to do something on the next break. Anyway, we got Claude Duprat up with, I think
Claude
so.
Claude Duprat?
We've had him on the show before, but we haven't had him doing the Mission Impossible thing.
Oh, we're so lucky this week.
Oh, yeah. But we're starting off with a nice little schmaltzy song called We've Only Just Begun to the Hammond Organ. I think it's a Hammond Organ. He's playing...
Some kind of instrumental thing.
He's playing a Yamaha organ. That's it. Right here on...
Cheese... Please.
Yeah. Well, Ramon, yeah, hit the
push
button.
Push the button.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
You gotta wait till he's done.
I'm sorry, Claude Dupuis, or whatever. And the Mission Impossible theme. And before that, the Carpenters classic, and we've only just begun. And we've sort of begun here in the hot tub. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Daffodil, come close to the mic. I know you want to relax, fall back on the back of the hot tub, but we have to do a show here. Just don't get any water on the microphone and we're good. I know it's hard.
It's very hard.
I know.
I just want to relax.
I know. We can't move around too much because we'll get water on the microphones. They're only just hanging there in the midair as we sort of put our faces into them. But I never really understood how you won this free night here at the hotel.
We were at that quickie mini Marty restaurant. You know, grocery store type place.
Yeah, okay.
And the kids with the big sign, we're selling tickets to raise money to go on our class trip.
Okay.
I think they were going to like a Six Flags kind of place.
Oh,
one of those
yeah.
Big amusement parks.
Okay, sure.
And the tickets were 50 cents a piece, and I had 2 quarters in my pocket.
Oh, well. Well, that's
and
how it works.
You can't buy a lot anymore for 50 cents, so I gave the kid my 2 quarters.
And you surprised me with this whole thing, and they were so accommodating because they realized we did a weekly radio show, so they sort of...
We're cleaning the pool sign out.
Yes, and Ramon is pushing the buttons. I gave him 15 minutes on learning how to push the buttons on the computer, and he seems to be doing quite well. I'm impressed. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese, Please, if you hadn't figured out, live from the hot tub. And Daffodil, you have a bit of information on... come on. Read it.
All right, first off...
Frankie Yankovic.
Frankie Yankovic, Al Yankovic, no relation.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Frankie Yankovic was the son of immigrant parents.
Yes.
I'm reading this piece of paper that they printed for me.
Yes.
It's all wet, that's why you can't hear the paper crinkle.
Okay.
He was in the armed forces. He hit the national scene as a polka king. And and became America's Polka King after he beat these other guys in a battle of the bands in Milwaukee in 1948.
And he's a bit of a Grammy Award winner from what
he's actually he had his own TV series, Polka Time.
Oh, really?
In Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
And he traveled from Cleveland to host the episode each time. So from Cleveland to Buffalo just to be on TV.
That's a bit of a distance, to say the least.
He won a Grammy as recently as 1986.
Oh, wow. Anything else?
He was the first winner in the polka category.
There's a polka category?
Not anymore. They dropped it in 2008.
Oh, okay. I was kind of wondering there.
What else can I tell you? He did do a lot of recordings with other famous people like Chet Atkins and Don Everly, and maybe also Drew Carey, but apparently we can't prove that one.
Oh, darn. Well, let's play some songs right about now for Frankie Yankovic, shall we?
I think we should.
We've got
because we like polka. We can't polka in the hot tub.
No, I'm sorry, but you know, we can still enjoy the polka music by just dancing in our heads or something. I don't know. Bobbing our heads. That's what I was trying to say.
We can bob in the water.
Yeah, we got the classic polka. Yeah, okay. We get the classic beer barrel polka coming up. That's a polka staple for those who are not familiar with polka.
Yes, we're not playing the too fat polka.
No, enough of that. But we're starting off with one I believe Frankie Yankovic actually co-wrote. Hoo la la la. Right here on...
Cheese, please, please, please.
When I was a painter, I lived in the city. I've had a model very pretty. She modeled for me winter and summer. That wasn't what I wanted from her. I bought her candy. All that she said was thanks to Dandy. Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la. I take her dancing, heavy romancing. She said a good book's more entrancing. Sit on the doorstep, she'd never let me take one more step. I dreamed of kitties with her as the mother. She said to me, you're just like a brother.
Snuffdude is cool, but Gaffadil is my favorite.
Cheese Whiz.
Thank you.
with none other than Frankie Yankovic, award-winning, Grammy Award-winning Frankie Yankovic. And I was going to say Yankovic. That makes no sense.
Yankovic.
Yeah, thank you. And Barrel Polka. Before that, we had Hoo La La La. A couple songs from the Frankie Yankovic
the
profile.
Polka King.
The Polka King, Grammy Award winning, and wow, no relation whatsoever to Weird Al Yankovic.
But because it's Jeez Please, we're going to cram the two of them together.
No, we're not.
Here we are.
No, we're not. We're sitting back and enjoying our hot tub while we have it.
Hit it, Ramon.
What? What? Ramon, don't.
Hit it, Ramon.
Oh, no.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
Okay, how much did you pay Ramon to do that? That's not fair.
I offered him cookies.
Cookies?
Yes.
Where are you going to make cookies?
In my toaster oven.
Oh, okay.
I took it out of the van and I put it in my room.
Oh, okay, fine.
The room
Ramon.
Came with a microwave and it came with a little fridge, but there was no toaster oven.
Thanks, Ramon. I was trying to play down the whole thing that Weird Al Yankovic is on the show this week, but look what happens.
You played Yankovic right in a row.
Oh, yeah, look at that. No relation between the two, as Daffodil mentioned earlier. But nevertheless, we're going to play Weird Al Yankovic as a chart-topping cheesy. Peaked at number 49. Ooh, well, I suppose that's still peaking.
I got something else to tell you about this song.
What? In 1988.
No, something else to tell you about this song.
Well, okay.
This is one of the top 40 songs that you should never want to make whoopee to.
Why?
I don't know. I heard that on the radio.
Okay, Daffodil, will you quit splashing? Just calm down. You get so excited when you talk about this stuff.
I know.
Just don't splash. Don't get close to the microphones. I'm trying to be good here, but you're not making it easy to do this.
Okay, fine.
Because we
just
don't
play the song.
Because we have to use the microphones next week.
Just play the song.
And we don't want it to get it wet. So just
play the tune.
All right, on. Oh, and rap. Ramon, quit doing that.
He does what I tell him to do.
Okay. Weird Al Yankovic here on Cheese, Please.
Your butt is wide. Well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth or I'll sit on you. The word is out. Better treat me right. Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat. All right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth and I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat.
Come on.
Really, really fat. You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it.
Really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. Come
really,
on.
Really,
you
fat.
Know. Don't you call me pudgy, portly, or stout, cause tell me once again who's fat.
Thank you.
face. If I tell you that I'm hungry, then won't you feed my face? Because
none other than Weird Al Yankovic and Fat on the show, part of the chart-topping Keezy this week. And I've had a lot of fun here in the hot tub, Daffodil.
I'm not having fun.
Why?
I'm all wrinkled.
Well, Ramon is telling me it's almost time. The hot tub's almost end running, so...
Look at my fingers!
Yes, why don't you relax, Daffodil? Come on!
Because I'm all pruney!
Yeah, but it's not much longer. It's almost finished anyway, so it's no big deal. And you're relaxed. You should be relaxed. I'm relaxed. Look, I'm relaxed. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like this. Nice and hot. Come on.
It's too hot and I'm all wrinkled.
Okay. Well, knock it off, will ya?
I just want to get out.
Okay. Fine. Oh. It's over. Look at that. Okay.
It's time to get out.
There you go. I'm still in here, though.
Yeah, Ramon passed me this towel.
There you go. I'm getting out. That's it. I'm getting out, too. Just hang it.
I had to grab my microphone and bring it over where I'm standing.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm out, too. I'm up here, too. There we go.
Don't fall.
That's fine. I get the... Yeah, I just made it. I'm out too.
You're wrinkled
go.
Too.
Yes. Oh, the show's over.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah, there's only one thing though. We have one more song to play.
Yeah, you can't do a glove compartment Gouda because there's no glove compartment in here.
Yeah, well,
Dirty towel hamper Gouda just doesn't have the right ring to it.
I've prepared for this. You see that little plug down there? See it? Come on.
You can't get that.
Yes, I can. I can reach down. Here we go. Never mind glove compartment. There we go.
It's tub draining, Gouda.
Yeah. You could say that. And it's Garbage Man Blues on the show. Roy Newman ending off. Whoa, that's a big tune. There we go. Anyway, until next week, folks, when we're back in the van. Until next
Have
week.
Have fun and stay cheesy. And we love you all so much. Make sure you listen to us again next week.
Bye.
Lady, here's your garbage man out here.
Man, I don't need no garbage today.
Yes, go, man.
wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.